Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our gospel reading for this morning brings to us one of those beloved I am sayings of John's gospel. Through many I am sayings in John's gospel, where Jesus says, I am the good shepherd, as we heard last Sunday. I am the door of the sheep. And even in our reading for this morning, he says, I am the vine. Most of you probably don't have much experience with growing grapevines and having a vineyard in your backyard, although maybe one of you does, I'm not sure. But grapes and vineyards are becoming more prevalent. There's even some in our community where they're starting new wineries, as wine is a popular drink today. But I had the fortunate experience in my first parish in Illinois when I moved in. There was a grape arbor in my backyard, planted by one of the previous pastors. And so it was there, and the first 2 years I enjoyed the grapes that grew there. But as the years went by, there were not nearly as many grapes as there were when I first got there. So it was that I talked to a parishioner from a neighboring parish, and he said he had a vineyard, and he would come over and show me what I needed to do with my grape arbor to make it be more productive. And so he came over one Saturday, and he went to work with his saw and his pruners, and he cut way back on those grapevines. And I thought, you're going to kill them. There's not much left. But it was through that lesson that I learned that a grapevine, the branches, they need to be pruned to be more productive. Well, as Jesus shares the words of our reading with his disciples, they were familiar with vineyards and grapevines. And in fact, in the Old Testament, God declares his people were like that vineyard that he had planted and tended, and yet rather than bearing good grapes, they bore sour grapes. So in our reading, Jesus says, I am the vine, and my Father is the vine dresser, and we, the believers, are the branches on that vine. And he said to his disciples, and he says to us, you are already clean through that word that I have spoken to you, that word of his mercy and love for us, that word that declares that our sins are forgiven through that sacrifice that Christ makes on the cross for us. Yes, clean through that word spoken in the waters of baptism, as the Ethiopian eunuch paused to be baptized by Philip in the water as they passed by. Yes, that word that declares us, the children of God, the branches, as it were, connected to Jesus, the vine. Yes, the Father is the vine dresser who comes in and tends the vine and the branches. Yes, there is that note of judgment in the reading, isn't there? That branch that is dead, that branch that is lifeless, that branch that is not fruitful, is not bearing fruit, it doesn't abide and remain connected to the vine, that branch is cut off and thrown away and later burned in the fire. Yes, those who do not know Jesus, the vine, and are not connected to him, on the last day will face that judgment of hell's fire and brimstone as they were cut off from the vine, not knowing the love of our Savior. But to those branches that are fruitful, the vine dresser prunes so that they might be more fruitful. As I said, when that man came and helped prune my grape arbor, I thought he was killing them off. It seemed so drastic. And I said, aren't you going to hurt the vines? Aren't you going to kill it off? And so sometimes it seems that way in our lives. And our heavenly vine dresser comes to us, the branches, and he does some pruning to redirect us and focus us so that we might be more productive. For you see, if you let the branch just continue to grow where it wants to grow, pretty soon it's just concerned about having more leaves and just growing where it wants to go rather than putting the energy into producing the clusters of grapes. And so sometimes the Heavenly Father, the vine dresser, comes to prune us back. It might seem drastic. It might hurt for a time. He might prune us in ways like loss of a job. Perhaps it's an illness that brings us low and lays us on our back in a hospital bed. Maybe it's a family crisis that He comes in and prunes off something in our lives. And the purpose of that pruning is, of course, to refocus us. Where have we been looking? Was our job the only focus in our lives and we put in more hours there to the detriment of our family and took us away from worship and being in God's house and all we were concerned about was a paycheck and getting ahead like everyone else rather than in our relationship with our Savior? Does that illness make us pause and look at our relationship with our Savior as we look up to Him finally and seek His guidance and blessing in our lives? Yes, that pruning gets us refocused as we learn that we need to abide in Jesus. As He says, we are nothing and we bear nothing unless we remain connected to Him. Or the word that was used 7 times in this short reading is that word abide. Unless you abide in Me, you can do nothing, Jesus says. And that need to abide in Him, the heavenly vine, and Jesus, that vine for us. And even this morning, and this week, maybe we as a congregation have felt the vine dresser prune us again as we submitted a call to the seminary seeking a candidate, a graduate, to come and be our pastor. And we had our hopes up and we were praying, surely God has a candidate there for us. But God says, not yet. I'm not ready to give you the pastor that you need. He's keeping us focused. He continues to have us gather here in this place, to gather together as His people, His branches, as we come here to be connected again and again to the vine and receive that nourishment that He offers to us in His Word and at His Holy Supper. Yes, how often in life we think we can go it alone. And yet our Savior reminds us, He, the heavenly vine, that apart from Me, we can do nothing. We need to stay connected to that vine. For only through Him do we receive that gift of forgiveness sealed through His death on the cross for us and by His rising again. Only in Him do we have that hope and promise of eternal life. For He has conquered even that last enemy that we face, that enemy of death, as He's given to us that gift of life eternal. And so He invites us to abide in Him. And we do. As we gather to worship Him, as we're a people of prayer, as we dine here at His supper, as He prepares it for us, and then as we can remain connected to Him, He says we will bear fruit. Yes, much fruit. Fruit that gives not evidence to us, but rather fruit that points to Christ and what He has done for us. Yes, there's much fruit yet for St. Mark's to bear here in this Belgium community. We just need to look at where God is directing us and wants us to focus. And even in our personal lives, where is God directing me to bear fruit? Where can I take that love which He has for me and touch the life of another? For as John wrote in our second reading for this morning, God is love and we love because He first loved us. And His love flows through us. That loving vine that is connected to us, the branch, His love flows through us so that we might be fruitful branches in His vineyard. And so may the Lord bless us as we remain faithful and fruitful branches, connected to the vine, our very life source. For without Christ the vine, we are nothing, only ready to be tossed into the burn pile. But in Christ, we are those fruitful branches, bearing fruit for our Savior, giving honor to Him. Amen. And now may that peace of God that surpasses all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.